From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox in for Farai Chidea. Happy Friday. I hope the week's treated you well, and I think we've got a nice show to send you into the weekend. In just a moment, we'll have a one-on-one with presidential candidate John Edwards, and later, an interview you won't want to miss. Lead singer and founder of the OJs, Eddie LaVert, talks about life after losing his son, Gerald. They had just finished writing a book together the day before Gerald suddenly and tragically passed. We'll have that and more. But first, we've got just one headline for you today, and it takes us across the country, from Oakland to Oklahoma, Chicago to Charlotte. I'm talking about race and the presidential race. Yesterday, the Supreme Court handed down a landmark decision restricting the use of race to determine what kids can attend what public schools. The ruling made headlines around the world, and it coincided with a Democratic presidential debate last night that focused on issues important to Black America. The forum was hosted by PBS and Tavis Smiley on the campus of Howard University. Senator Hillary Clinton started things off saying America has made great strides toward racial equality, but we've got quite a ways to go.
You can look at the opportunity gap, the cradle-to-prison superhighway that the Covenant talks about, and you can look at this decision today, which turned the clock back on the promise of Brown v. Board of Education.
Rarely, if ever, have the candidates discussed issues of race and the legacy of discrimination more candidly. Former Senator John Edwards helped set the tone for the evening.
Slavery, followed by segregation, followed by discrimination, has had an impact that still is alive and well in America. And it goes through every single part of American life. We still have two public school systems in America. These two Americas that I've talked about in the past, man, they are out there thriving every single day.